With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. Congressman Greg Gianforte says the Senate needs to do its job and pass a bill on health care. This on the news that the Senate Majority Leader plans to hold a vote next week, even though it is unclear what lawmakers will be voting on. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
They need to do their job and get a repeal and replace package out. Mitch McConnell has said that they'll stay and keep working on it. The leadership in the House has said when the Senate passes it, even if we're on recess in August, they'll call us back within 72 hours to get working on it. This is critically important. It's the number one topic.
Gianforte says the current law, known both as the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, isn't working. One sticking point is what to do about Medicaid expansion that's part of the current law.
Would you support if any proposal came through the Senate that had the Medicaid expansion component, would you support that?
I do not believe we should rip the carpet out from people that have been added to the program. But I think we also probably need to put some guardrails on it to make sure it's affordable long term, because a program that's upside down financially doesn't work for anybody. And that's the discernment that needs in this. And that's the common sense we need to apply. And this is what, you know, I did in business my whole life, is we balance budgets. And a program that we can't afford doesn't work either. We can't rip the carpet out from underneath people, but we must make sure that we can afford the program.
Gianforte came by the YPR studios Friday on his way to visit with Bighorn County Memorial Hospital. The Republican says his principles remain the same, that premiums need to be brought under control, preserving rural access to care, and protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
A Montana prosecutor is asking a judge to require Congressman Greg Gianforte to be fingerprinted and photographed after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a reporter. Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert on Thursday asked Justice Court Judge Rick West to reject the Republican congressman's request that he be exempt from the usual booking process for criminal defendants. Gianforte pleaded guilty in June to a misdemeanor charge of assaulting Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs the day before the May 25th special election won by the Bozeman Entrepreneur. Gianforte was sentenced to community service and ordered to undergo anger management counseling. Gianforte's attorneys are objecting to West's order that the congressman be booked, saying he was never actually arrested. Gianforte told Yellowstone Public Radio he'll do what's appropriate in this matter.
That's a technical legal issue. I'll let the lawyers sort it out. My focus is on serving the people of Montana.
It's not clear when West will issue a ruling. The judge could schedule a hearing or rule based on the written arguments. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.